Daf Nun Tesamad Beis. We had in the Mishnah, let us just review the last two bavas of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says on Daf Nun Tesamad Beis, V'chein ha'ima le'isha areyat mekudeshes li la'achar shloishim yoyim. V'bo achar v'kitcha v'seich shloishim yoyim mekudeshes l'shein. A person made kedushin la'achar lamed, and then someone came and made kedushin teich shloishim, so she's mekudish to the second one. Then the third case of the Mishnah is ma'achshav ula'acha shloishim yoim, ubo acha bekitcha b'seich shloishim yoim. So here it's mekudeshes ve'eino mekudeshes. Here she's a suffix mekudeshes l'chayra to each one. Now let us see the Gemara. Omar Rav, Mekudeshes L'Sheini, so we are going on the middle bovet. A person made Kedushin La'acha Lamed, and then someone came B'Teich Lamed, Mekudeshes L'Sheini. Omar Rav, Mekudeshes L'Sheini Lo'ilom. She's Mekudeshes L'Sheini Lo'ilom. That means since when the second one married her, the first Kedushin was as yet not Chal, so she became Mekudesh L'Sheini. So then, L'Chayra, for two reasons, the Kedushin Rishonim are not Chal. Number one, La'acha Lamed, she's already an Eishes Ishta L'Sheini. Number two, we had a Svore that the Kedushin L'Sheini is a Maise, and that's Zicha Mevatel, the previous Maise Kedushin, that was made with the first one. So the first one's Kedushin is not Chal. Mekudeshes L'Sheini Lo'ilom. U'Shmuel Amar, Mekudeshes L'Sheini Ad Lamed Yoyim. She's Mekudesh to the second one, Ad Lamed Yoyim. La'acha Lamed Yoyim, Hoki Kedushei Sheini, V'Gomri Kedushei Rishon. Which is a very shvere svore, that the Kedusha Rishain is Chal after 30 days, and the second Kedusha becomes Nifka. Yosef Rav Chisde V'Kokashelei Kedusha Sheini B'Mai Poki. How can that happen? The second one made Kedushin before the first Kedushin was ever Chal. Is B'Mai Poki. So how can it become Nifka La'acha Lamed Yoy? Omar lei Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef told Rav Chisde, that's yesking a moiridike kashe. Mar areshe masnilo, you learned the machloikis Rav and Shmuel, or in other words, the memra of Shmuel that says, poki kedushe sheini, and vegomre kedushe rishin, areshe, that it is going on the middle case, that he was Mekadishah La'acha, he was Mekadishah La'acha Lamed. And then the second one was Mekadishah, so yes, King Amirah de Kekashe, Bamai Poki. Kekashe Le, Rav Yehuda Seifi Masnilo. Rav Yehuda learned the Machloikis of Rav Shmuel is not speaking on the Mitziyosa, on the middle above it. It's going on the Seifi. And the last bavah was ma'achshav u'la'acha lamed yoyim. V'loy koshalei, and he doesn't have any problems to understand the machlokes Rav Shmuel. Ma'achshav u'la'acha shloishim yoyim. Omar Rav, so the memra of Rav Shmuel was, Rav said that whatever it says in the Mishnah exists forever. Omar Rav Mekudeshes Ve'eino Mekudeshes Lo'ilom. This matzav of Sofi Kedushin is after Lamed Yoyim. It's also in existence. It's Mekudeshes Ve'eino Mekudeshes Lo'ilom. U'Shmuel Omar Mekudeshes Ve'eino Mekudeshes Elo Ad Lamed Yoyim. Till Lamed Yoyim, she's a Sofi Mekudeshes. To both of them. La'acha Lamed, after Lamed Yoyim, Poki Kedushei Sheini, v'gomrei kedusha rishon. And now the Gemara is going to explain what the machlokes is and how we understand these halachas. L'rav, now we're talking about the sefer. He said, ma'achshav ula'achar shloishim yoyim. L'rav misafkelei, itano havi, ichazor havoi. Rav is mesupik, this lashon is double talk. Ma'achshav ula'achar lamed yoyim. First he says ma'achshav, then he says ula'achar lamed yoyim. So what does he mean? So Rav is mesupik. Either he means a tanai, and let us just hop on Shitas Rashi for 1 minute. The tanai is, if I won't be choizer in 30 days, it should be chal me'achshav. So I'm making kedushin me'achshav, the tanai, if I won't be choizer, la'achish lo'ishim yei. Or, ichazor ha'avoy, or maybe he was choizer. That means when he said, I'm kedushin me'achshav, then he shouldn't jump the gun, should think about it a little bit. Don't be too hasty. So he said, "La'achish lo'ishim yoyim." So this is a chazore from the me'achshav. So this suffix. So I have a suffix now. If it's a tanai, so the kedushin is chal me'achshav. If he wasn't chayzer. So the second one made kedushin. So the second one's kedushin isn't chal. If he wasn't chayzer, if the first one wasn't chayzer. So the first one's kedushin is chal ma'achshav. So the second one's kedushin, he made kedushin in an eishes ish. If it's a chazore, so he changed his mind. He started off by saying ma'achshav, but then he decided not ma'achshav. He meant la'achash lo'ishim yoyim. So the kedushin will first be chal la'achash lo'ishim yoyim. In the meantime, someone else came that was mekadesh artoich lo'ishim yoyim. So sees mekodeshes to the second one. So the Mishnah says, Mekodeshes ve'eina Mekodeshes. I mean, she's suffering Mekodeshes to each one. So Rav says, Lo'ilam. That means, I'll never have a birur in this suffix. It's a suffix nai, suffix chazor. So after 30 days, I still don't know who she's married to. I have this suffix with me. If it's a tanai, she's married to the first one. If it's a chazor, she's married to the second one. Ushmuel amar, L'shmuel pshita lay de tznoi avoy. Shmuel doesn't have any suffix if it's a tnai or chazor. It's zicher a tnai. So when he gave a kedushin and he said ma'achshav ula'acha lamed yoyim, that means as follows: the kedushin should be chal now. If I won't be chayzer, toich lamed. So toich, and then someone else went and made kedushin. So toich lamed, I really don't know what's going to happen. If he'll be chayzer, so she's married to the second one. If he won't be chayzer, she's married to the first one. After Lamed, and he wasn't chayzer, so I think, well, she was married to the first one. So that's what Shmuel says. Shmuel says, "Ushmuel pshitalei detano avoy." It's a tanai. So if it is a tanai, so after shloishim yoyim, achein leida hadava that he wasn't chayzer. So Memele, she's Mekodeshes to the first one. Until Shloishim, I have a suffix. I don't know what the end will be. If it will be Chayzer, it won't be Chayzer. So she's suffix Mekodeshes to both of them in the 30 days. Now, let us see Rashi. Zukt Rashi. Lo'ilam. This is going on the first Loshin that we held. It's going on the Metziyosa. That La'olam, she's married to the second one. La'olam, ein betalim la'achar lamed. The kedushin of the second one that was made toich lamed, it doesn't become batal. Sherei niten lo zman lochel besoich lamed. She has time that the toich lamed, that a second kedushin could be chal. She kulam pduyin mi kedusha rishin. All the days to lamed, it's pony from the kedusha rishin. The Kedusha Rishon will first be Chal La'acha Lamed. So Memele, so till then, she could marry herself off to someone else. Ushmuel Oma, L'kamen Poich Alo Rav Chizde. So Rav Yosef told him, Mar Areshe de Masnisen Bloi Oma Ma'achshav Masni Lo La'ach Klute. You learned that the Machloikis of Rav Ushmuel is going on the Reishe. Umishimochi kashale lamar mai de kashale. So you have a kasha, how could it be? How could it be that that after 30 days is Paki Kedusha Sheini and is Chal Kedusha Rishin? But Rabbi Yehuda said it's going on the safe. Mukodeshes ve'eina mikodeshes la'olam. It's going on the safe. So the Mesefer says, if he said, ma'ach shevalachish lo'ishim yoy, mukodeshes ve'eina mikodeshes, so Rav said la'olam. Va'afilu la'acher shloishim, even 30 days passed, b'sofik kidusha shneya, she is a sofik who she's married to. V'asura lishneim b'loi geta echot ked meforish taima lekamon. U'shmul omar eino b'sveiko elo ad shloishim yoyim. There's only a sofik till 30 days. Shema yomos arishin b'loi yigmeru hakidushin. V'nimtzu kidusha sheni chayil chayli lemafrei. That's till 30 days. Misafkelei, Rav is misufik, hai la'acher shloishim, itno yave, im loy echser bi besoich lamed, yu kedushin me'achshav, ichazor ahave, mimai dekoma me'achshav. Maybe it's not a tenai, it's a chazor of what he said before, v'koma en yom me'achshav, alis kachi la'acher lamed. Hilkach lo'oilom hi besveike. So now, if this occurred, the first one said me'achshav la'acher lamed. And the second person was Makadish HaTech Lamed, so she is Besofik Lo'ilam. Di Havi Tenoi Kedusha Rishin Chayli Kedusha Sheini Lo'i Chayli. Vim Chazor Ahave Kedusha Sheini Chayli Kedusha Rishin Lo'i Chayli. That's according to Rav. L'shmul Pshita Leide Tenoi Havi. Hilkach Kol Lamed Yoyma B'Kedushin Tluyin Shemo Yarzer Boi. Milamed ve'eilech gomru. But if we see wasn't chayzer, so therefore it's nigma the kedusha rishon, which was chama achshav, and therefore she's married to the first one. Now I would like to be a little marich in what Rashi is saying over here, but I'd first like to be magdim the ritve in our sugya. The Ritva brings down Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi is that Shitas Rashi is as follows. That it's just that Mesavkelei itnoi have itchazora have. Yeah. The suffix if it's a tnai or chazore. Perish Rashi zal. So Rashi says, tnoi have, shekach kavanose loima, harei at mukadeshes ma'achshav im loy echser bi toich lamedyoy. He's mukadesha ma'achshav, and what's the tnai? Im loy echser bi toich lamedyoy. Now we have to understand one thing. He said ma'achshav, which is very confusing. He says, Ma'achshav l'achal amayoyim. So Rav says, or maybe he means to say a tnai. So we have to inject a few words. Im loy echzer bi l'achal shloishim yoyim. So the Rishonim ask on Rashi, a few kashas. Number one, it's dvorim shebeleif. That means, he didn't say this. He said, Ma'achshav l'achal shloishim yoyim. We don't understand what he meant. So he meant a tnai, but he never said a tnai. So it's dvorim shebeleif. Number two, they ask a kasha, if I'm injecting tnoyim, that means la'achal amadyoy, means I'm creating a tnai, and the tnai will be niskayim, you'll be mekudish ma'achshav, and the zman a tnai is shloishim yoyim. So how do you know the tnai is l'mayachsabi? Maybe the tnai is if it won't rain in 30 days. That's true. You're saying that it should be chal ma'achshav if something doesn't happen in 30 days. But who told you? Well, we have a blank over here which we have to fill in, and you're filling it in with this tnai, im la'achshavi. Maybe it's a different tnai. How can you go and pick out what, that's the tnai he meant. He didn't say one word. A third kasha they ask that if we injected a tnai, the tnai is that if there'll be chazore, so then it's not kedushin. So where did it say if he'll be chazor? What if she'll be chazor? We just made up a tnai if there'll be a chazor. So lechayra the tnai should work on her also. Now, if the tnai works on her also, so she got married to a second person, so she was chayzer, so she should be married to the second person. And here it says klov, it's a tnai, so she's married to the first person. So, these three kashas, the Rishonim ask on Rashi, they don't like Rashi's tnai. Rashi thought up of a tnai, which is only the gay of him, not her, he didn't mention this, that's their kasha on Rashi. Lefichach anochein, kemoi shepirshu atoisus. We don't have this toisus. Not Rashi's tonight, a different tonight. The hochi pirushoi de tnoi have it. What's that tonight? Harei at mukodeshes ma'achshov. And what's that la'achalamit? Im yirtze hokel yisborach. Shenegia shneino v'nichya ad la'achalamit yoim. That will be Mekudesh Ma'achshav. So now the Rishonim learned Anutnai, if we'll live 30 days, and I'm not speaking only about myself, if we'll live 30 days, we'll be Chal Ma'achshav. That is the Tnai. Fine. So the vial we have here, Amachloikis, Rashi and the Rishonim. And Tosfos that he brings down. Rashi learns the Tnai is Imloi Echzabi La'achala, Ad La'achala Medjain. And the Rishonim learn pshat, the tnai is, im nichya, if lived for 30 days, it should be chal ma'achshav. Now, let us look at Rashi. When Rashi spoke about the tnai, so let us see three Rashis. Rashi says, Mesafkelei, in Rav, Hai la'achesh loishim, itnai havi im le'echzabi besoich lamedi kedushim ayachshav. Here in Rav, Rashi mentions the Tnai Imlay Echsabi. Rashi later says, Lishmuel Pshitalei the Tnoi Have, Hilkach Kol Lamed Yoim Have Kedushin Tluyim, Shemo Yachzaboy. Again, so Rashi said, Sayin Rav, Sayin Shmuel, the Tnai is Shemo Yachzaboy. But let us look at the first Rashi, Ushmuel omar, eino besveike, elo ad shloishim yoim, shemo yomus horishoim, v'lo yigmeru akedushim, v'dim tzedushi sheini chayli lemafreya. The first Rashi in Shmuel, Rashi is made to the other Rishonim. So Rashi somehow is saying two pshotim in the Tnai. One pshat in the Tnai is shema in Azerbi, and another Pshat, if he won't die, al kaponim. That's what Rashi says. V'keinim anachnu, let us look in the Tosfos Riyazokin. The Tosfos Riyazokin says, Pshat, let us look the Tosfos Riyazokin. Itnoi havi, hayu la'acha la'medyoim, kloima iskacheli ma'achshav im lo'y echzer toich la'medyoim. So he started off in Rav, im lo'y echzer. Fine. Now, let's go, that's in Rav. Ushmuel omar, eine bezeh hasofik, elo lamed yoim shemo yomos harishen, here he brings shemo yomos harishen, vola yigmuru akedushin, here he brings the, in Shmuel he brings the tnai of Misa, nimse kedushi sheini cholam l'rmafei, ad kan loshen rabbeinu shloime, Then later, Lahai Pirusha, I'm Elisha, right? Mekadeshesli, Ma'ach Shavach, Shloishim Yoim, Uboacha, Vikitcha, Besoich, Lamed Yoim, Va'acha, Kach, Meis, Oi, Chosa, Boy, Arishim, Besoich, Lamed Yoim, Mekadeshesli, Sheini, the Golem is the Mafredik, Dush, Elish, Lavi, Kedushin, Shrei, Chosa, Boy, Oi, Meis, Kamoy, Shinir, Miloshin, Rabbeinu, Shloim. So the Tosfos Riyazokin says, Klo, that it's in Shmuel, in Rav he said, in Rashi, in Shmuel he says, there's, the Tanai is up his double fold. The either a Tanai if I'll die, or if I'll have Charoteh. In Rabbi Stachois, it's not like that. And that's the Rehita's Lashon of Rashi also. So, I just would like to say one vote, which perhaps is Orev Lemes. Where did Rashi get this? And the Tosri Yazokin says, in Shmuel he says this, in Rav that Nayis Chazor. In Shmuel, there's a Ptutinoi. The Rashbe, in the Chuvis, he brings down the Rashayne Meskan Rashi in Topshin Zayin. Va'oid ledidi koshali. He says, I have a personal kasha on Rashi. He says, how do you learn pshat in the Loshin of Shmuel? What was the Loshin of Shmuel? Shmuel oma mukadeshes ve'ena mukadeshes ela ad lamed yoim. La'ache lamed poki kidushay sheini ve'gomri kidushay rishen. Now this Loshin of Shmuel, so he asks, the Rashbe asks on Rashi, b'da omar Shmuel, Mekudeshes l'sheini ad shloishim yoyim, alach shloishim yoyim, poki kedushay sheini, u gemiri kedushay rishin. Now if you learn it's a t'nai, if I won't be choizer, so the kedushin is chalam afreya, so this whole lotion, poki kedushay sheini, v'gomri kedushay rishin, doesn't make sense. It's not, it never was married to the second one, it's not gomri kedushay rishin. It's a Moiridik Eloshin over here, that Shmuel said. And this the Rashbe asks on Rashi. He doesn't say, what, HaRashi Lemshad, this Loshin? Or the Dikoshali on Shitas Rashi, HaRashi Lemshad. But if we will learn that Shmuel held there's a double Tanai, so then it could be, this double Tanai is as follows. The double Tanai is, number one, he's giving God Kedushin, and he says, Arev Mekadeshesli Imlei Echsebe. So their pshat is like this. I'm making Kedusha now. If I'll have Charota, I'm oiker the Kedusha. If I don't have Charota, the Kedusha is Chal. According, and this night, there's no Gomri, there's no Poki, it's a mitlitol of oimen. Then he's making, but there's a second night he made. If I'll be alive for 30 days, the Kedusha should be Chalom Afreya. So that means here you need a Kiyum at night to make the Kedusha Chal. So Kol's man, he's not alive for 30 days, it's Kedusha Sheini. The Kedusha Sheini is Chal. The minute he's alive for 30 days, so now I have a Kiyum Atnai, that he was alive for 30 days, then it's Poki Kedusha Sheini, Vigomri Kedusha Rishin. That could be, that is why Rashi in Shmuel had to say a double tonight, and you've seen the Tosri Yazokin seems like that. Because the Loshin of Shmuel seems that there's also a Tnai of Im Echia La'acha Shloishim Yoyim. Okay. Let me just ask, say over one Ha'ore on this sugya that Rabbi Kevega asks. Rabbi Kevega asks on Shmuel. Shmuel says that it's a Tnai, whatever the Tnai is, whatever the Tnai is. So Rabbi Kevega asks, Shmuel Paskins like Rab Meir, that you need a Tanai Kofel. He says, where was the Tanai Kofel over here? We injected some sort of Imechzabi, but there's no Tanai Kofel over here. So how does this Tanai work? This Kasha, Rabbi Kevega asks, and that's the Kasha. But let's go a little further. So Al Kaponim, we have here now Amach Loikis, Rav, and Shmuel. How do we say pshat? This person is speaking double talk. He said, ma'achshav u la'achalamed. So Rav said, I really don't know what he meant. Could be it's a chazor, could be it's a t'nai. And Shmuel says, it's ichar a t'nai, and the dvir for this nafkimin is l'gabi the kedushay shein. So the Gemara says, this machloikis of Rav and Shmuel is a machloikis tanoi. The sanya, we learned a baraisa. Mehayoim ula'achamisa. Again, we have double talk. A person gives an isha get, and he says, the get should be chal mehayoim. Then he says, ula'achamisa. Is get ve'enoi get divrei chachomim. So the chachomim learned that it's a sofik t'nai, sofik chazor. Mehayoim means it should be chal today, if he'll die, me'oisi choyli. That means if he'll die from that choyli that he has now, so she be chal mehayoyim. So then it's a tonight. Or maybe it's a chazore. First he said it should be chal mehayoyim, and then he changed his mind. He said it should be chal lachamisa, ve'en get lachamisa. So the chachomim hold that when a person says such a stiridika loshen, mehayoyim lachamisa, so I don't know pshat and what he means. So it's a suffix tonight, and the get is chal. It's a suffix chazor, and the get is not chal. Is get, ve'en get, divrei chachomim. Rebbe Oimer Kozeget. Rebbe said, I don't have a suffix, it's zichar atanai, and if he died, may I say choyli, so they get his chalam afreya. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, get ve'ene get, misafkelei, the chachomim are misupi. Hay ola achamise. First he said mahayoy, then he said ola achamise. I have it to know. Is this pshat, is it a tanai? Mehayoyim yiye get him almost, if I'll die from this chayli. Uch sheyomos, but if he does die, nimsa get lam afreya meoy sheyoyim, it's a tanai. I chazore have, or maybe it's a chazore. V'chazar boy mi mehayoyim, he started off by saying the get should be chal mehayoyim. V'omar, and then he was chayz, he said, gitech lachamisa. V'lo yom haklum, then get lachamisa. You can't give a get lachamisa. That even the miss, if he died already, heichi megarish, hakri be megarish, ein ha-meise megarish. And Rebbe holds, cause they get, the tnoi have it. So, fakert, we have this machloikis of Rav Shmuel. If you have a stiridik eloshen, mehayoyim ula'acha mise, how you meyashiv the stire, if it's a sofik nai, sofik hazore, or if it's a vadai tonight, so the Gemara says, really it's a machloikis tanoim, the chachomim and Rebbe in Mesechtes Gittin. Frag the Gemara, if that is the case, so why did Rav Shmuel have to have a private machloikis on our Mishneh? V'neima Rav alochi kerabonon, let Rav say alochi kerabonon, and therefore, it's a sofik nai, sofik chazor. So by our Mishnah, it's also be a sofik nai, sofik chazor. The name is Shmuel, Alochi Kerebi. So why do we need a private machloikis between Rav and Shmuel? They should paskin like each town that they hold like, and then finish, and I'll understand in our Mishnah that what the din will be according to Rabbi and according to the Rabbonah. So the Gemara says, Tzrich. No. They had to be choylik beproteus in our Mishneh. That I know that Rav Paskins like the Rabbonon would not tell me that in our Mishneh Rav also holds like the Rabbonon. And that what Shmuel Paskins like Rebbe does not tell me that in our Mishneh Shmuel also was hold like Rebbe. And the Gemara explains. The Ilu Omar Rav Halochi Kerabbonon. If Rav would have said Halochi Kerabbonon, Hava Amina, Hosom, the Lechoika Kosi. There he's giving her a get. So really, a get is not an ideal situation. He's giving her a get. It's really against his grain. He would perhaps be happy to remain married to her. He's sick. He doesn't want her to fall to Yibum. But Al Koponim, he's not interested in reality to be Merachika. So there I say that maybe it's a chazor, since it's l'chayka kasi, because the whole procedure of get is he's sending her away, which is not an ideal situation. So there the chachamim said, maybe, now he said ma'akshav, the lady started thinking, why should I say ma'akshav? What if I'll live for another 20 years? I should be ma'akhika for 20 years? So he said, no, la'achamise. So there is a svore to say he's choizer from the ma'achshav, because the whole ma'achshav is not an ideal situation by gerushin. Avol hocho, but by kedushin the lekroiva kosi here punktaker, he's interested in marrying her. So I would think, if he said ma'achshav, why should he be choizer from the? He wants to marry her. If he doesn't want to marry her, don't give her the money. So he wants to marry her. So mistame the ma'achsho v'stake ma'achsho. That he says la'acha lamed, mistame means a certain tonight. But the zman ha'kedushin zicha wants me'achsho. The l'koiva kosi, eim ha'moidele l'shmul, the tonoi ha'boi. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Hosom hudikel esvuki elameim ha'chazor ha'ave. There is a mokim to think it's a chazore. Mishum de l'choika osi. Because the whole get he's being marchik from himself. The kosher be'enov l'racheka olegarshe. The reason he's giving a get is not because there's a dislike between them. He's sick and he might die and he doesn't want it to fall yibum. So the kosher be'enov l'racheka olegarshe. It's a difficult thing that he should give her a get. So first he said ma'achshav, and then there's a slow to say other bay me ma'achshav. He had charate from the achshav. Avol hoche de lekroi vekoma, but over here by kedushin when he said ma'achshav, he wants to marry her. Is koma de motzi lekroi v'mekarablos. If he wants to marry her, so the sooner the better. V'chiyama la'achesh loishim loy hoche bay me ma'achshav. So why should I say he is choizer? If he wants to marry her and is interested in marrying her, why all of a sudden do I say, yeah, he wants to marry her, but he wants to push it off another 30 days? It's not mistava if he wants to marry her. So mistama, and he said, ma'achshav, mistama taki, he wants now. The lach ha'shloshim is that tonight. So that's why Ravid tell us it's not true that if you look by kedushin, this amokim lehistape, maybe he has charote to get married right away. He got cold feet. He wants another 30 days till the Kedushin should be Chav. So that's why I need the Memra of Rav by Kedushin. The Omar Shmuel, let's go back to the Gemara. The Omar Shmuel Halacha Kerebi, if Shmuel would have said Halacha Kerebi, Hava Mine, Hosam Hu, the Enget La'achamise. That over there, that's what the Rebbe had no doubts in his mind. That he, it's a chazore. Because if it is a chazore, the chazore is worthless. That means he's saying the get should be chal la'achamise, so it's not a get whatsoever. So what is he saying? Why is he giving up the get? So there, Rebbe was forced to say, in order that his word should make sense, you have to say it means a tonight. Hosamu, they ain't get la'achamise. So there, even though the t'nai is really not visible in the words that he said, but it can't mean anything else. It can't mean chazor, because of his chayzer, he's not making a get, so don't give the get to begin with. So there, I have a hechech to say that he means a t'nai, because chazor doesn't make sense. Avol hoche diyesh kedushin la'acha lamed. But in our Mishnah, here, I don't have a hechech he means a t'nai. Could be he means chazore. And chazore is more mistava to say that he means chazore. Because a t'nai is a made-up injection that we're injecting into his words. Chazore is, that's how it sounds like. Ma'ashav, that la'chalamed. I don't have to add words. I just explained that the la'chalamed is a chazore. So if I could say chazore, I'm zikha toile in chazore. So I'm not toiled in tonight. Over there, Rebbe said it's a tonight because it can't be chazore. Because if he means chazore, so the get is in chal. Why is he giving her the get? Avol hoche diyesh kedushin la'chalamed eima moidele l'rav. That here you say it's a chazore. Tzricha. So that's why Shmuel had to say that in our Mishnah, if he said, ma'achshav la'chalamed, there's a suffix t'nai. Even though I don't have the hechech that Rebbe had, afal pikein, there's still a mokim lehistapek. Maybe it's a t'nai, and it's chal me'achshav. Let us see what Rashi says. Hosom hu da'oma t'nohu v'loi chazore, da'odom yedeya, da'in get la'achamise. He knows that a get can be chal la'achamise. Umidi dechdi loy ovid in ishtam. So what is saying something that doesn't make sense? If the get can't be chal, so why is he giving her the get and he says it should be chal achamise? So al kochach etzicha nar achazor. If he has a chazor and the chazor is the way he's saying, so means he doesn't want to be megarisha. So why is he giving the get? So there I'm muchach to say that al kochach, he means a tonight. Avol hocha diyesh kedushin lacha lamed yoim. But over here, there is such a concept of kedushin lacha lamed yoim. There could be a chazorah. The chazorah makes sense. Im loy kitcha acha bintayim. Eima dulma ave chazorah. Maybe here I'll say that it's a chazorah. And the Pnei Yeshua says, I'll say dafke chazor, I won't say t'nai, because t'nai is I have to add words into his dibur, which he never said. Chazor is kolon his dibur, so I'll assume it's only chazor, not t'nai. What is pshat in the chazor? The loy rotzo lekatsho me'achshov. First he said me'achshov, then he thought about it, listen, maybe I'm a little too hasty. Loy rotzo lekatsho me'achshov, why not? Shema daitoi al acheres. Maybe there's another perspective color that there is what to think about. So Memele, he's giving her money, but he has 30 days. V'yimlach b'seh shloishim yoyim. And in this 30-day period, he'll think, do I really want this one, or do I want the other one? The mal, I'm making a down payment. I'm giving her la'achalamet. But I still have another prospective kala, which maybe I might marry her. So I'll see. The Baal, I'll think about it. The Baal, I gave her money. If Lemaise, I decide the other one to marry the other one, so then I'll be chayzer. So slach alamas, I could be chayzer. Either according to Rabbi Yochanan, that osa dibum avatol dibum. Let's assume that. The Rosh says he could zicha be chayzer, according to Reish Lakish. So al koponim, so there'd be a svara to say that here Shmuel is moide that it is a chazore and not a tenai. It's kamash melon that no, that Shmuel has hold here. It's also a tenai and not chazore. I don't clear up chazore. So memele, that is why. So even though in Yesod the machloikis of Rav is Shmuel is in Yesod the machloikis of the Chachamim and Rabbi Mesecht is given. But Rav Shmuel had to tell us that machloikis applies in our Mishnah also, even though there'd be svaris to be mechalek between our Mishnah and the machloikis of the Chachamim in Rebbe. So that's the end of how the Gemara is explaining the machloikis of Rav Shmuel. Omar Abaye. So now we're going to go further. So Bekitza. We go now according to Rav. And we paskin like Rav. Omar Rabbi. Ule taime de Rav. According to Rav. According to Rav, so when a person says, ma'ach shevolach alamed, I don't know what he means. Zasvor, it could be he means that t'nai, it'll be chal me'ach shev. Could be he means chazore, it'll be chal la'ach alamed. Zokta baye. Ule taime de Rav. But according to Rav, let me tell you a scenario, and we'll see what the halacha will be. L'taymei derav, bo echot v'oma areyat mekudeshesli ma'achshav ula'achalam edyoy. So, what is this? I don't know. Maybe she's mekudeshes ma'achshav. Maybe she's mekudeshes la'achalam edyoy. I don't know. U'bo acher v'oma lo areyat mekudeshesli ma'achshav ula'achar esrim yoy. A second person came and he said ma'achshav. Now the ma'achshav of the second person is after the ma'achshav of the first person. And he said ma'achshav la'acher eschim yoyim. But let us just stop for 1 second. So if it is a t'nai, she'll be married to the first one. Because he said ma'achshav and his kedushin was before the second one. If it's a chazore, she'll be married to the second one because the second one is chal la'acher eschim yoyim. Ubo acher. Now a third person came. So Abaye said, so Merishain u'ma'achain tzricha get. From the first one, she needs a get. May emtsoi ain't a tzricha get. From the middle one, she zicha doesn't need a get. She's zicha not married to the middle one. She's either married to the first one or to the third one. And Abaye explained, Monefshech, itino havoi, if mi achshavolach alamed is atnai, tekamo kedushi. So the first one is kedushin. The 30 days passed, he wasn't chayza, so it's chalam afrei, dahanoch lav kedushi. Ich azore havoi, if we'll say ma'achshavolach alamed is achazore, the Basra Kedushi, so the last one is Kedushin, because his Kedushin is Chal after 10 days. Nahanach Lav Kedushi. So Mamela, so Abaye said, if we'll have such a scenario with three Kedushins, Ma'ach Shevelach HaLamed, Ma'ach Shevelach HaChof, Ma'ach Shevelach HaVasa Yomim, Asara Yomim. So the only Shail is on the first and the third, but the second is Ichanat Mekudeshes. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Uletai me derav. Rashi and Daphne and Tessam at base, the last Rashi. Uletai me derav, the mesafkelei bechazore utnoi. Rav is mesupik, does he mean chazore, does he mean atnai? Bo echod vo oma ma'achshav ula acha shloisha. So, one person came and said ma'achshav acha shloisha. Bo acha vo oma ma'achshav ula acha esrim. Shekoloi shel sheini, The Zman ended b'seich shal rishon, in the Zman of the Rishon, Teich shal rishon. Ve'im the Rishon chazor ahav lohu, the Sheini Kedushin. If we will assume that lacha shloishim is a chazore, so then she's married to the second one. The Rishon hoda be'imimayachshav, so if it's a chazore, she'll be married to the second one. But now, ubo acher, now there's a third one. The third one said, Ma'achshav ula'achar asore. Bu'adin ba'ayachim kitshastam. There's just no difference if he was Mekadesh or Stam. He said, I read Mekadeshously. Hoyel v'loi bo'achar achav. If there's not a fourth one, Ma'ali ula'tnoi. Elosidra noket v'ton. He wants to have a pattern. He's a Ma'achshav ula'achar shloishim, Ma'achshav ula'achar esrim, Ma'achshav ula'achar asore yomim. So now, so Abaye said, "Ich hazora have the basre have kedushin. If it's a chazore, so she's married to the third one. Shaloi bo acher achot. There's no one after him. V'gomru kedushin la'acher asore. So his kedushin ended after 10 days. V'hanach kamoi lav kedushin. The others is ichanara kedushin." So Memele, so that's what Abaye said. So Abaye said, L'chayre aposhet ezach. Frek the Gemara, Pshite. So the Gemara asks Pshite, so what did Abaye say? I mean, that's poshet mathematics. If it's tonight, she's married to the first one. So the first is to give a get. If it's a chazore, she's married to the third one. Mimonoshev, she's not married to the second one. So what is Abaye telling me? Zok the Gemara, Pshite. Tomorrow, no, Abai is telling us Amore de Kechidish. Ma'u de Teime, Hai Lishne Mashma Tenor, U Mashma Chazor. That means this Loshen could mean a Tanai, it could mean Chazor. And therefore, Vitiboy Gito Mikol Chad Vachad, so there'd be a Svore to say, she needs a get from the second one also. Kamash Malon, that you only need a get from the first and the third, and not from the second. So this is the Psamoridiki Gemara over here. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Hai lishne mashmet no o mashme chazore. Shtei lishoineis b'mashme. This loshen can have two meanings. Yesh oimro, one person could say it, b'loshen tonight, and he meant it tonight. V'yesh oimro, Beloshen chazor. And another person can say it, and he could mean a loshen chazor. Ve'ika lemeima, and therefore it is possible to say, lahai teno, lahai chazor. One person saying this loshen can be translated in two ayfanim. So it's very possible that two people said this loshen. One of them meant atnai, and one of them meant chazor. And therefore, that the boy gita mi kol chad v'chad. So therefore shall neither get from all three. Why? Dil me kamo lechazore mechaven. Maybe the first one meant chazore. V'choloi shel sheni. So the first one will first be chal after 30 days. The second one said, me'ach shevelach ha'esrim. V'sheni litznoi chaven. And the second one meant that tonight. So he meant that tonight, so it's chal ma'achsha for when he made the kedushin. V'sheloi kayomim. V'ein shel rishon v'shel achrin kedushin. But she's not married to the first. The first meant chazore. The third meant, what the third is le'mal le'mer, that the second meant tonight. U'boi gite meim tzoi. And she needs a get from the middle one. So there's a mokim to say she's only married to the middle one. We could say she's married to the first one. It means chazore. So we have a lashon that has two translations. We chazal do not know what's kolol in the lashon. So I would say that it depends on what the person meant. So it could very well be the first one meant chazore, and the second one meant atanai. Kamash melon, telav tavayu mishtami mino. No, no, you can't dance on two chasnas. You can't assume both. Ele sofik tno sofik chazore. It's either, I don't know what it is. But it's one of the two. It can't be both. Elasofik nai sofik chazor. V'i t'nohu, if it's a t'nai, l'kulu avet t'noi. V'ein loshen chazor. V'i chazorehu ave, l'have b'ilishna de t'noi klal. Imimon nefshech emtsoi l'have kiddush. Now we have to understand, this is a very shvere gemore. Why should I say such a thing? Should I say such a thing? The Lashon can mean both. So it could very well be the first one meant Chazore, and the second one meant Atanai. So there's a Rashba here that says Pshat na Gemore, and then we have to understand Pshat and the Rashba. So the Rashba says as follows. Loi sheyoldu chachomim l'soif daton shel bris shein oimer kach elo oikulon mishum tnai oikulon mishum chazore elo shechachomim yistapik lehen mashmois haloshen hayich vehilkach afo pishe zoyme lekach niskavanti vzoyme ni behepach ze niskavanti. Onu ein lono ledagdik ike mashmois haloshen bedinoi. I didn't say it right. But the loshen harash book is, v'loi she yoldu chachomim l'soiv datan shal briz, she ein oi mekach. Not that Chazal said that there's no person that can mean this or that. That means Chazal had a loshen, and they're telling, I don't know Pshat and the Lashon, but no person, you don't have such a thing that a person should mean otherwise. Chazal never said that. Eloi kulam mishum tnai kulam mishum chazore. Elo. Shechachomim yistapik lahem mashmois aloshen hayich. Now, before we start thinking what this person meant, Chazal had a suffix, what the Lashon means. You have here a statement that is very unclear. He said, Ma'achshav u'la'acha lamed. So Chazal were mesupik mashmoy, what does this Lashon mean? So Chazal said this Lashon can be translated in two ways. It can be translated, it's a chazore. It can be translated that it's a tenai. The hilkach. But it says, Chazal, the suffix in Chazal was not what you mean, what the person means, what the Lashon means. That was the suffix in Chazal. We have here a complicated Lashon and unclear Lashon. What does the Lashon mean? The Hilchach, and that's our topic. Could be it's Nai, could be it's Chazal. We're not b'koyach leirid bo'imken shol dvorim to be machriya what the Lashon means. The Hilchach. Af al pi sheze oimer lekach niskabanti. Now, I'm gonna, Chazal don't know pshat in the Lashon. So, Reuven is gonna say, you know, I meant Chazore. I meant tonight. Now, you don't know. The Lashon can mean both, so let me tell you what I meant. So one will say, I meant tonight. The other said, I meant Chazore. So then the halacha would be, all three would have to give a get. Like the Gemara said, maybe the first one meant Chazore, maybe the second one meant tonight, and all three would have to give a get. So Abaye said, what you personally were thinking about is loy mala v'loy moichet. Onu ein lonu elo ledagdik iker mashmois haloshen v'dimay. We have to be medagdik iker mashmois haloshen v'dimay. We have to be medagdik what the loshen means. Shekavones hamikadesh, what you meant, Eino nishmas leidim. Your intent, Eidim, did not hear your intent. They heard your words. You said words. Ma'achshav alach alamed. These words, we are trying to figure out what these words mean. What you intended, there's no Eidim on that. There was no, we don't have any kalim to figure out what your brainwaves were. There's no Eidim on what you intended. There's Eidim on what you said. The Ein kan Eidim elo me'iker haloshen umashmo usoy. There's only Eidim on the Loshen. So the Rashba is very unclear. So what does the Rashba mean? So others want to say pshat that the Rashba means that what you thought, the Eidim heard words. I don't know pshat in the words. It could mean this, it could mean this, but it has a meaning. I don't know what the meaning is. But if you meant fakert, so it's dvarim shebelev. There's no Eidim on that. That means the Eidim can only be made what they heard. We don't know exactly what this means, but that's what happened. It can't happen differently than what we heard. I don't know pshat what we heard, so this misafik will be machia the sofik. But lemaise, we cannot in any way reckon with your machshavis. Your machshavis cannot in any way change the halacha. The what occurred is what the Eidim heard. What your intent was can in no way change the halacha because your intent was not known to the Eidim. So others learning means it's dvarim shebelev and so therefore what occurred was what was heard. We don't know what was heard, so therefore we have achron the suffix. So, but therefore in such a case the second one won't have to give a get. The Chazainish wants to learn pshat in the Rashba a little differently. As Anish wants to say pshat, is that the person who's making kedushin, he wants to make what the Lashon means. That means since his intent is not known to the Eidim, so his intent is what the Lashon means. Because the Eidim hear the Lashon, so that's how the Chazanish wants to say pshat in the Rashba. Not that it's dvorim shebelev. No, pshat is that since he realizes that the Eidim are unaware of what he meant, so he meant what the Loshen means. And Chazal have a suffix. So therefore, the first has to give a get, the third has to give a get, but the second one won't have to give a get. That is l'chayr pshat, that's this Rashba over here. Let us just start the next Gemara. So, till now, we hear there a machlokes Rav Shmuel. Ule Oma Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Ule Oma Rabbi Yochanan said a new mahalach in the Mishnah. We have here a person said Ma'achsha V'la'acha Shloishim. So Rav said it's a Sofik Nai, Sofik Chazore. Shmuel said that it's Vadai Tnai. Rabbi Yochanan said Afila Meya Toifsim Bo. Rabbi Yochanan said Amoyredike Chiddush. That when a person says Ma'achshav U'la'acha Lamed, there's no sfeikus over here. There's no suffix what he means. I know what he means. You know what he means? He means that the Chalois Kiddushin should start now and should be Nigma La'acha Shloishim Yoim. But if it starts now and there wasn't Nigma as yet, it's first Nigma La'acha Shloishim, so therefore someone else can also marry her. Because there was not made a Gmar Maisa Kedushin till Lamed Yoim. Ma'achshav u'la'acha Lamed is no kash, it's not double talk. I'm speaking very clearly. Ma'achshav means it should start now. Ma'achshav means that it should start now, and that it should be nigma la'acha shloishim. So the second one that marries her afterwards, since the kedushin was a nigma, so he also is bekoyach to make a maisa kedushin in her, and it'll be nigma kolechet ve'ech will be nigma b'shaitoy. Now let us see the lashon of Rashi. Zot Rashi. So now we're saying Pshat Rabbi Yochanan. As beroloch. Now this is going. Amaleh Meshash Bereid Rabami LeRavasi. As beroloch time with Rabbi Yochanan. I'll explain to you the time of Rabbi Yochanan. Shavu Navshei Kishrage DeLivne. Each one made his kedushin like a mason sets up bricks. V'chol chad v'chad ravcha lechabrei shavik. That each one left over room for another one. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. As baraloch. V'holek olamei metamed Rabbi Yochanan. You can't say the reason of Rabbi Yochanan is mishum dekasovo shtei l'shoynes b'mashmet. That it could mean Tanai, it could mean Chazore, or Mesafkele, Legabe Hai Gabre Betanai, Legabe Hai Bechazore, the Imkain Loishach Le Misne Teufsin. You can't say that Teufsin, that she's married to 100 people. If it's a Sophic, then Tvisa Ella Be'echad Mehem. She's only married to one. Bananu Dolo Yedina, I don't know which one, Haininu. Umidiktoni Teufsin. If Rabbi Yochanan said that Meya Toifsim, she's married to 100 people, Mashme the Sfirelei Sheyesh Bo Tzad Kedushin Lekul. So we see Rabbi Yochanan holds that she's married to all of them. The Shavu Napshayu Kishraga Delivne. They made themselves like rows of bricks. Zot Rashi. Hamisada Levenim, if a person puts up bricks, V'roichev Kulam Shovet, and the width of all the bricks are the same, Einoi Misada Mamish Zuazu, you do not put the bricks one Mamish on top of the other, Dimkein Hareishura Hachitzoino, the outer row of bricks, which have a big pile of bricks, one on top of the other, which has nothing to support it, nefeles, this is going to fall. There's nothing supporting it besides itself. V'chavoto, and the row next to it, which was leaning on this one, acher will also fall down. When you make bricks, ela misada tchila zu eitzel zu, the bottom row, you start one brick next to the other. V'choyze u'misader alea shura acheres. Then, when you make the second row, you don't put a row of bricks, the second row, one on top of the other. No, you start as follows. V'noysen achitzoyna mishucha l'chutz. The outer brick that you're going to put on the second row, you're not going to put it directly over the underneath brick. No, you're going to pull it out a little bit. And what are you accomplishing with this? Kidei sheyishoyer revach betachtoina. That this place on the bottom brick, liyoshniya yoshevet, that a second brick could also be on top of it. Miktas oleh, or miktas al sheetzla. V'nisha revach gam v'shniya liyoshlishis miktas oleh v'chen kulam. So it comes out that each brick has two bricks on top of it. I made space that there should be two bricks on top of it. V'chein kulam. So, hochen nami, kol echod motza mokim zman poni likidushin. Each one, if he said, ma'achsho v'la'achalamit, so the kidushin started now, but it was a nigma now. It'll be nigma la'achalamit. So, kozman, it wasn't nigma. There's a mokim for a second kedushin to be chal. So the second kedushin is also chal. The tofsu kulon la oisra, and all the kedushins are chal, and she's also because of all of them.